The fallout continues after the Wallabies' disastrous quarter-final exit from the Rugby World Cup in Japan. After the comprehensive defeat by England, coach Michael Checker revealed he had a toxic relationship with the management of Rugby Australia. He said he'll step down as coach, but the question is, how can the Wallabies rebuild their reputation and position in world rugby? Julia Holman reports.
When Wallabies coach Michael Checker faced the media following the team's thrashing by England over the weekend, he was asked if he would step down. He didn't take it well.
It's a cruel, cruel world nowadays when you're asking those questions 2 minutes after the World Cup. We've been knocked out of the World Cup. Just chill.
But hours later, he announced he'll quit at the end of the year and dropped the bombshell that he had no working relationship with his boss, the CEO of Rugby Australia, Raylene Castle.
I've pretty much got no relationship with the CEO and not much with the chairman.
Today on RN Breakfast, Raylene Castle tried to duck questions on just how toxic management's relationship was with the Wallabies coach.
You know, at the end of the day, Michael's decided not to seek reappointment. For us, the focus is about making sure that we work through a process to appoint the best coach that we can find.
She says the breakdown occurred when new staff were brought in to try to lift the team's performance.
We had to make some changes. At the end of last year, we had a 50% win record. That was not acceptable from the board's point of view.
Rugby Australia says it will conduct a review into the team's failure at the World Cup. For former Wallabies captain Andrew Slack, the poor performance wasn't a surprise.
Well, I think the coach was poor and the selecting was poor. And what Rugby Australia did, and they've made plenty of blues, I believe, but in terms of what they did at the end of last year to get a selection panel and get a rugby framework around Checker, the thing that he's now complaining about was what needed to be done a lot earlier. He was given far too much leniency and independence and almost to the dictatorial stage ever since he's been coach. And he hasn't been successful. And yet he's just kept doing it his way, his way, his way. And finally, at the end of last year, Rugby Australia woke up and said, this isn't getting us very far. They did something too little, too late.
Some, including broadcaster and former Wallabies coach Alan Jones, are calling for Raylene Castle to resign. Andrew Slack doesn't want that to happen, but says there does need to be changes at the top level of Australian rugby.
The board has also overseen paying a lot of money and giving long contracts to various people, Michael Hooper and David Pocock, for example, which I think could be questioned. You know, we've got to start ensuring the players realise that they're not, in a sense, the people who are going to run the show. So there's a whole, I hate the word actually, but there is a bit of a cultural change that needs to happen within the team and within the body itself.
Peter Fitzsimons is a Sydney Morning Herald journalist and a former representative rugby player. He describes the Wallabies' performance at the World Cup as deeply disappointing.
It's not all Michael Checker's fault. It's not all the board's fault. The CEO, chair's not their fault. I mean, all put together, it just didn't work.
He says it's not surprising relations between Checker and Rugby Australia broke down.
Michael Checker is a rambunctious character. He's prickly. He bristles. He is that kind of a guy. If I was the CEO, if you were the CEO, it wouldn't surprise me if either of us had a tempestuous relationship with Michael Checker.
And his advice to Rugby Australia is to try to poach England's coach, Australian Eddie Jones. And while he doesn't believe there should be a clean out of rugby's administration, he does think there needs to be more of a focus on the grassroots.
There's a camp which says blow the whole thing up. I'm not in that camp. We've lost at the top level, but it may be time also to say there are far more KPIs, if I can use that corporate term, for the health of Australian rugby than how the Wallabies do. Overall, I think there's been way too much attention and certainly too much resources put into purely the Wallabies, the pointy end of the pyramid, at the expense of the base.
That's writer Peter Fitzsimons ending that report from Julia Holman.